Wright's best friend Wendy, always been the life of the party. She come and chill with my girl at a crib, all three of us drinking from the night to the morning. Her personality is one of a kind, so funny, make you laugh till you cry from a story. I haven't seen her in a while, then my wife came downstairs crying, saying Wendy just called me, told me that she thought she had something wrong with her for a long time. Finally went and saw a doctor, they did an ultrasound, found cancer in a thyroid that was rare and uncommon. Started crying harder, I was trying to calm her. She's the last person that I thought would ever get sick. She's a mom to Sebastian, me and Karma. Hard enough alone, even worse with three kids. Lost a 9-to-5 in the house where she lived. All her belongings that she used to own are gone. Storm when the mom let her move her to her home. Now they gotta go remove the tumor from her throat. Let you know that what you're going through could be worse. Such a strong person, I could never be her. Hoping on the chemo when the surgery's spurred. The redness on her neck is from the third degree burns. Hurting, trying to turn her head, losing weight, losing hair. Hard to understand it, can't swallow, can't talk. Can't drink water, nurse told her just nod. Choking on her burnt skin, got her coughing up blood. Got her feeding through her stomach. And she dumps it when the meds ain't working, cause the chemo got her sick. She can catch a virus, easy gonna treat. When the doctor says she's down a line of beer, run her kids. Got her smoke a cigarette, saying she don't wanna live. But she done can agree with it coming to an end. But she ain't understand at the time that she had the will inside to survive. Dying wasn't in the plan. Then she thought about her family and her friends and her kids. What she been through for them, she would do it all again. The people that survived, the percentage never did. I'm just happy that she's in the situation that she's in. She's alive.
Time was ticking, I was blown away. Tomorrow is a promise I can go today. They told me I was sick inside, but I'm okay. Cause when I beat it and survive, then I'ma say, if I go to bed and die before I wake, I'ma beg and pray to hold my soul to take. Cause I ain't running over, I got total faith. I'ma win the battle, when I do, then I'ma say,
one of my best friends in the whole world for the lump in his armpit. It was small, so we thought it was a bruise. When he saw it getting larger, it started to alarm him. Tried to put it off for as long as he could, but he knew pretty soon that he's gotta see a doctor. When he did, they just said it was an ingrown head. Don't be scared, cause it's probably not a problem. But he still wanna get a second opinion, so they sent him to a piss. They recommended so that he could see a specialist. When they started to examine it, they said, I hate to say it, I'm afraid that the lump is something cancerous. Set him over surgery, they removed the lump. He was trying not to sweat it, wondering what the results is. But in 3 long days, so he finally got to talk to the doctor. He told him he had Hodgkin's 30 with cancer. That's a lot of process. When he told me I was thinking anybody, not him. He the type of guy that light a room up when he walk in. He just had a knot, he's a newly with a husband. Thought of all the moments in his past, all the time spent doing drugs, chasing money, suddenly was nonsense. Told the Lord above him he was done with that, I promise. Dying in an option is too much to accomplish. His father right beside him, caught a fight from Puerto Rico. Sweating out the chemicals aside from the chemo. His wife is like his rock when he needs someone to lean on him. When he's weak, she be motivating him to keep going. Didn't want no pity, only told so many people. Even shot a documentary when he was sick, so he could reach the people in the same position. Maybe get some optimism that it's possible to beat it and achieve goals. He's determined he gon' live to see another year. Turn his fear into anger, the anger that's inside of him, provided him with strength, now his vision's clear. Even when they told him he was sick, he never shed a tear. Till the day they called him up and told him he was cancer free. I could see his mom up in heaven smiling now. Barely recognize him cause he lost 100 pounds. Muscle bound, running miles, went and turned his life around. He's alive.
Time was ticking, I was blown away. Tomorrow is a promise I can go today. They told me I was sick inside, but I'm okay. Cause when I beat it and survive, then I'ma say, if I go to bed and die before I wake, I'ma beg and pray to hold my soul to take. Cause I ain't rolling over, I got total faith. I'ma win the battle, when I do, then I'ma say,